Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Look, I'm not a young guy. That's no secret. But here's the deal. I understand how to get things done for the American people. I led the country through the COVID crisis. Today, we have the strongest economy in the world. I passed a law that lowers prescription drug prices, caps insulin at $35 a month for seniors. For 4 years, Donald Trump tried to pass an infrastructure law, and he failed. I got it done. Now we're rebuilding America. I passed the biggest law in history to combat climate change because our future depends on it. Donald Trump took away the freedom of women to choose. I'm determined to make Roe v. Wade the law of the land again. Donald Trump believes the job of the president is to take care of Donald Trump. I believe the job of the president is to fight for you, the American people, and that's what I'm doing.
Doesn't that commercial just give you goosebumps? Joe Biden. Look, I know I'm old. He didn't finish it. I know I'm old and that my brain doesn't function properly. Joe Biden's commercial. What's he say he's done? Hey, I've allowed women to kill babies. You should be happy about that. There was something I saw where they said, how dare you? They go, look at these people. They're pro-life. Somebody was outraged that you could be pro-life. Look at these. These people are pro-life. And I thought to myself, wow, where have we become where if somebody's fighting for the life of the most vulnerable, you're upset? It would be like, you know, some bully is picking on a little bitty kid and you step in and they go, what are you doing? How dare you protect that child? I mean, forget the mama bear. It would be like a mama bear and they see her protecting her cubs against wolves and some hunter shoots her and says, well, I tell you what, I took care of that mama bear. How dare she protect her youngins? I'm just telling you, the level of ridiculous when you put it in your brain and you say to yourself, wow. Folks, this isn't Mensa level thinking here. This is you saying to somebody, okay, let's pretend for a second that it is about the woman's choice, the woman's life, or whatever. Let's just pretend that for a second. Why are you mad that I'm trying to protect the baby of a mother? If that mother was with her little kiddo in the street and being attacked by other people, would you want me to protect her and the baby? I tell you what, if a mother walked away from her child, looked in the mirror, you know, in a window, was window shopping, and somebody went to steal her child, would you want me to do something or would I go, ooh, there's somebody that got away with that. Good for them. Hope they kill that baby. You get what I'm saying? Can you put this in terms of, well, Kevin, it's not a baby. Look, I don't care what you, I'll put it to you this way. You all started the same way. I don't care at what point you start to care about a child. We all started the same way. So please explain to me the difference. Why is it I can protect? I mean, when do you care about a baby? Oh, when they're cute and cuddly and they're a year old. Okay, let's take a year old. If somebody's about to hit a baby or something is about to happen to a child, are you going to be mad at me for protecting the child? And the short answer is probably not. So if that's the case, why do you care when it's inside the womb? Well, it's part of her mother's body. It's never hers. And look, I'm just making a bigger point. I'm not trying to belabor the point of pro-life. I'm just telling you there are people out there that get mad at you for protecting life. I'd say to them, let me ask you, would you protect your child? If I walked up and smacked your little child, I don't even care how bad that child is. I know women that raise some hooligans. But if I go up and slap that hooligan, they're mad. Well, why can't you be mad when it's inside of you? That's just common sense. In other words, I'm giving you the way to fight the battle. By the way, the smooth stylings of Kevin Jackson are available Monday through Friday. 2 hours a day. And I'm going to tell you, there are people listening to me right now. And you're going, you know what, Kevin? It is really that simple. You're right. And it's not offensive. Look, I don't care what you do. If you're the type of parent that doesn't care about your kid, fine. If you're the type of parent that says, I'm only going to care about my kid from these ages to this age. Let me tell you when most people would want to abort their children. I'm going to give you the answer. A lot of you are going to agree with me. In their teens. Many of you would like to abort your children in their teens. I'll go back earlier. Many of you would like to abort your children during the terrible twos. But you're willing to forego it because that's what parenthood is about. And that is how civilization survives. I feel like Joe Biden, Foster Brooks. But that's how we survive. And it's a pain in the butt. Let me tell you, parenting is not easy. And then there are some of us, like leftists, who all the way through the cycle of life for kids have, you know, could want to get rid of them because they are a pain in the butt because they don't know how to raise them. Raising kids is not easy. There's a point in the evolution of raising a child where they probably, at the minimum, they don't like you. And in some cases, they hate you. I hate you. They say it. And you go, well, hate away, but you're going to deal with me. And then eventually they come around and go, you know, I was really upset. Yeah, because you're a child. I'm writing a whole piece on, I disagree with Dennis Prager, on can we bridge the gap? I'm like, we can bridge the gap as conservatives. You don't know how you bridge the gap. I'm going to give you a secret. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag, but we're going to still talk about this. You know, you can get, you get what you want from leftists. Stop letting them have what they want. Stop being their little, you know, whatever. And start parenting. Start acting like somebody in charge. That's how you get it. You don't get it any other way. You're the parent. Anyway, Joe Biden's commercial. You buy it. I'm old, but I'm experienced, and I did this, and I reduced the budget. Everything that man said was a blatant lie. It is a manipulation of data. That's what Joe Biden is about. And I'm going to give you some good news today, this hour, this week, which, by the way, is spring break for my kiddo. We're going to figure out something to do with him. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to learn a lot about yourself, and you're going to learn a lot about the Democrats. We do this every day, 5 days a week, and then we rerun the best of on Sunday, Saturday and Sunday. But you're going to learn a lot about these Democrats. And here's the best news of all. It doesn't matter how many State of the Union addresses Joe Biden has or whatever. Joe Biden's going to be Joe Biden, and he cannot beat Donald Trump being Joe Biden.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events,
Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Okay, but given all that, your guy's still losing right now. I mean, the polls have Trump up. Poll after poll after poll after poll has Trump up. And a lot of those same polls in 2020 never had Trump up. Always had Biden up. And now a lot of those same polls are saying, they're really saying the same thing over and over and over, and it doesn't matter how many Democrats out there don't want to hear the message and say, oh, it's just an outlier, that's just one poll. Something is wrong with your campaign right now. It's not connecting with the voters you need to win.
That was Jake Tapper sounding the alarm bell for the Biden administration. He was talking to Biden's campaign manager, and nothing's going to change. You'll get a lot of hype. Oh, Joe Biden knocked it out of the park in the State of the Union. That's what Chuck Schumer. He couldn't have done a better job. He was amazing. Don't believe it. If you want to get caught up in the hype of it all, fine. But Joe Biden didn't knock it out of the park. It's a low bar. Nothing has changed. Let me say this. Joe Biden is the easiest guy to beat in political history. He's got the worst record Don't believe me. Go look it up. Look at any statistical area. Joe Biden has the worst record. He's a horrible candidate because, as he said, I'm old. And he takes Trump. He wants you to believe that Donald Trump was horrible. And I want you to understand, every time he says that, the public goes, no, he wasn't. It just reinforces a lie. Democrats truly believe in the old axiom, if you say it enough, if you say the lie enough, it'll become the truth. And it has worked, but it isn't going to work this time. Jake Tapper, that was pre-State of the Union. So here's what I want you to understand. The Democrats want you to believe that Joe Biden is such an orator. He is so magnificent speaking in front of the camera that he changed everybody, and all of those numbers that are completely upside down suddenly flipped. And if you go for it, if you get that into your mindset, you practically will it to happen. But they aren't fooling me. See, because I still got to go to the grocery store. I still got to put gas in my car. I still have to be outraged at the invasion that's happening at the southern border. I still have to be outraged at the amount of money they're shipping over to Ukraine to protect the Biden family. And we shouldn't be there. No matter what these crooks and former intelligence officers like John Brennan say. NATO is so important. If NATO were so important, why aren't they paying their bills? The United States, under Joe Biden, wants to build more countries in NATO, so we have to protect them because they aren't paying their bills. And when Donald Trump says, NATO, pay your bills or we'll get out, because we're not in the business of paying for everything that you want, all your pipe dreams. And the Democrats go, he wants out of NATO. No, he doesn't. I'm just giving you some food for thought. I don't know about you, but when you make an ultimatum and say, look, this is our agreement, and somebody voids the agreement, you're not the bad guy for enforcing it. Joe Biden, easiest candidate for us to defeat in the history of this republic. And we shouldn't, if we squander this, shame on us. I won't say we deserve it, but we kind of do. Joe Biden has the most corrupt government. He's got a complicit media. He himself is crooked. He's a pathological liar, bona fide. I'm not saying something, oh, Kevin, we got to fact check you. Fact check any of the things I've said. If I tell you it's my opinion, it is my opinion. This is not my opinion. Joe Biden is crooked. He's a pathological liar. He will say anything. He will manipulate data to make it look better than it is. Those are the facts. And here's what's sad. We have the tools to defeat him. The man is a pariah. In the black community, Joe Biden is looked at, he's not looked at in some John Kennedy-esque, you aren't going to see pictures of Joe Biden on old black women's walls. No amount of staying awake during the State of the Union changes that. No amount of, oh, Joe, look at him, he can actually walk by himself. Joe took two stairs this morning by himself, up and down. Boy, I tell you what, woohoo! Look at the commander-in-chief we have. The leader of America's armed forces. I'm reading a book about a guy named John Boyd. You guys got to research this guy. He changed the aircraft that we fly and changed, quite frankly, warfare in every aspect. It's a name everybody should know. And I'm going to tell you, in reading this book and understanding the bureaucracy of the military and how it all plays into the government, it is amazing that America has won any war. I'm going to tell you this. Until a guy like John Boyd came along, we had probably one of the worst militaries in the world. I'm being honest with you. We had you know what won the war for us? The sheer determination of the American spirit. Our fighter pilots flew in the worst aircraft. I'm going to have one of my buddies on. He's a former fighter pilot, flew jets, and he dropped bombs during the Iraqi war when we were at war with Saddam Hussein. and I'm going to have him verify what I'm telling you. We had a military that was led, it was led by bureaucrats. And people get promoted. When you see a general versus a colonel or a light colonel, don't think the generals are the smartest people in the military. They're just the ones that play the games the best. Colin Powell, people like that. Worthless. It's so pathetic. And it took a guy like John Boyd, a guy who said, I don't care about the money. I don't care about promotions. And if you go Google him, you'll see what I'm talking about. This guy changed. Lucky for us, we got the F-15 and the F-16. There was a bloated F-15, but the F-16 ended up getting the F-18 because of him. Not one that I can't say he developed himself, but you'll understand his significance. And as far as how the Marines fight, he revolutionized how the Marines fight. These guys were just sacrificial lambs. Devil dogs willing to go in and give their lives, but with no real purpose. He changed their tactics. He revolutionized how we go to war. And I'm going to tell you, without it, we don't survive as a nation. And sadly, many of the people that think like Joe Biden, that don't want to follow the types of things of the John Boyds, the mavericks who say, I'm going to push against the system because it's broken and I love this country. The Biden administration is full of people who hate America. They have no skin in the game. They don't care about improving us whatsoever. It is all about self. Power, glory, and money. And it's pathetic. We have a chance to destroy them.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden, in a sit-down long-form interview with MSNBC over the weekend after his State of the Union, he discussed the Israel-Hamas war and says it's time for Israeli leaders to be more mindful of innocent lives.
He has a right to defend Israel, a right to continue to pursue Hamas, but he must pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost as a consequence of the actions taken.
During the interview, Biden also expressed regret at having referred to a Georgia murder suspect who killed as an illegal immigrant instead of an undocumented one. It's now less than a month to go before a total solar eclipse will cross North America. On April 8th, people in 15 states will be able to see the moon almost totally cover the sun. Skies will temporarily darken in the path of totality. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The reason I think the Democratic Party and Mr. Biden, President Biden, is losing black votes is they only care about black people every 4 years. They come into our neighborhoods and say, we're going to make stuff better. We're going to do this, do this, do this. And then finally, us black people are like, yo, man, other than our ability to dunk a basketball, all my neighborhoods are still the same. Our schools are still the same. And that's why I think black people are leaving disappointed in the Democratic Party, because I ain't gonna lie, I voted Democratic every time just because I thought it was gonna help black people and poor people. Because black people and poor white people, they're in the same boat.
But hey, Joe Biden gave one heck of a State of the Union address, and that's gonna change everything that Charles Barkley said. That's gonna change that big swath of black voters that have voted for Donald Trump. 19% of black men, whatever percentage of black women. And that number is growing every single day. Snoop Dogg coming back in the fold. I ain't got no problem with the president. The president is cool with the dog. You know what I'm saying, baby? Yeah. Snoop Dogg back into the fold. You got Silicon Valley, big names, whatever, Raya, whatever his name was, Sudeef. He says, you know, we got to give this guy, got to give Trump a chance. This guy, I mean, you might not like him, but he got results. You got Jamie Dimon of Goldman Sachs saying, hey, look, you better stop messing around with MAGA, because these people are the salt of the earth. They're good quality people that are tired of being demonized. But no, the Democrats are doing fine, even though Jake Tapper gave the warning to Joe Biden's own campaign manager and said, look, the polls are the polls. You can say what you want. But Joe Biden gave one heck of a State of the Union. Woohoo, man. Chuck Schumer's all beaming. Man, it was, he knocked it out of the park. I mean, it was amazing to watch Joe Biden. He was vibrant. He was vigorous. He was youthful. I mean, I watched him age negatively 30 years. Joe Biden looked like he was in his 20s. He was in his prime. Yeah, that's what you saw, right? We saw a man in his prime. Look at him. And he was angry. These Republicans, these... And people were, oh, look at him. He's full of juice and energy and Adderall, but that's okay. Joe Biden, what did Joe Biden go back to? Did he go back to something big? Did he go back to a room full of gold, and he was going to give gold bars out to all the silly Negroes that will vote for him? What did he do? When he left and he went back, what happened the very next day? Get rid of the hype. You want to know what the people went back to? They went back to high rents. They went back to food they couldn't afford. They went back to jobs that won't cover the cost of inflation, that are not keeping up with the pace of inflation. They went back to all the problems they faced. And let me tell you, they weren't focused on some state of the, ooh, Joe Biden, State of the Union. He ain't going to pay all my bills. Joe Biden made a bunch of promises too. Mortgage, we're going to give the mortgage $400 a month for two, but for just 2 years. 2 years, we're going to give you $400 a month. Now, I created the problem where you need that extra $400 a month. We're going to give it to you. Why? Because we can just pull it out of our, from between our buttocks. It's just money. Who cares where it comes from? Who cares that we're giving you somebody else's money that is paid taxes, is out there trying to make a living despite what I'm doing to them? We're going to steal from them and we're going to give it to you people. And then all you got to do is vote for me. And you know what black people went? What you going to give me? For a mortgage, I'm in an apartment. You going to give me money for my apartment? You going to pay for my car? Because you can never satisfy leftists. What I'm telling you, folks, it doesn't matter what Joe Biden does. All that the State of the Union was it gave the Democrats more time to figure out what are we going to do with this old clown. Biden didn't know the name of Laken Riley, a woman killed by an illegal, I think from Venezuela. But he lamented the plight of the illegal. You know, he's still concerned about the border. And look, did the border change while Joe Biden was there? Did suddenly it stop the influx? Is New York now not dealing with the issue of all of these influx? Are they not still going to be making the people mad by saying, we're going to take care of these illegals? We're not taking care of veterans. We're not taking care of the people in America who paid in and who really need it. We're not taking care of America's poor, whatever the number that is that need it. Instead, here's what we're going to do. We're going to send money to Ukraine, and we're going to take care of illegals. Because that's our priority. Oh, but we're diverse. Did I mention how diverse we are? We hire transgender. We rank them high. We don't care if they steal luggage. So what? So what? It's a freak show that most people are offended in America because, look, be a freak, but don't be it in your job. I don't know how you feel, but if I'm a salesman for IBM and I'm a freak in my house, IBM didn't hire my freaky. They hired my expertise. You ever had to do something different, like you have to wear a uniform at work, but you don't? Do you wear your uniform at home when you go to, you know, I mean, even if you're a kid and you're flipping burgers somewhere and they give you the little hat and the jacket to put on, isn't that compelling you to do something a little different than the norm? What about at Chick-fil-A, where you come in, they say, welcome to Chick-fil-A. Do you do that everywhere else, or do you just conform to what they say? This is our policy. Well, why doesn't government have a policy? It says, you can be a freak all you want. I'll hire you. And it's my thing. I can tell you this right now. My hiring process is, you can be as freaky as you want to be. You just can't bring it to the job. I mean, now, if your job is behind the scenes and you're a social media person and you want to, yeah, I don't know, sit around in your underwear, rub Cheetos color on your man beater, your wife beater, I don't care. Get the job done. But if you're going to show up and represent me, you're going to have a certain type of thing that I want to see. We have a government that shows up to represent us, and you're going, I don't want that freak show representing me. Oh, it's our diversity, equity, and inclusion. No, it's your freak show, and you want me to abide by it, and I'm not going to. Everything's the same, folks. Nothing changed with State of the Union. Democrats can hype it. Israel is still at war. One of my buddies is going to Israel in June, and he said, Kevin, I think there'll be a full-blown war. I said, why are you going? He goes, oh, man. He goes, we all got to die someday. He's Jewish. He's like, we all got to die someday. And what was funny, he says, I'm going to go. And I was thinking, you know, I've been trying to get over there. Should I go? But he goes, I think it's going to be a full-blown war. And I go, I don't want to be stuck over there. Let me tell you this, though. I'd fight. I'd get over there and fight. I would pick up a weapon and say, let's go, IDF. I mean, you want to come over and attack somebody and then get mad when they attack you back. And that's where we are right now. Well, as I heard somebody say, they killed only 1,900 Jews, and they've now killed 30,000 Palestinians. I don't know how many Palestinians have been killed, but I'm going to tell you this. You attack me, I'm killing everybody that's fighting for you, or who I think is fighting for you. I'm killing all of them. Kevin, they only killed 5 in your family, and you killed 5,000 of them. I ain't done. Okay? What? Keep count, because I want to know what the final carnage is. I want to know what the final number is, because I'm not stopping until they're dead, all of them. There may be some people out there, Kevin, you're such a mean guy. Yeah, I am. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. I want people to understand the level of intensity that I have, because it is the same. It is only matched by the love that I have for you in this country. That is the intensity. I was telling my son the other day, we were talking about this. I don't remember how it came up, but it was jail. We were watching a TV show, and I said to him, "I go, a TV show we were watching, the guy was going to face a certain amount of time in prison." And I was like, wow, that's a lot of time for a guy that it was an accidental thing. Like, he had a gun, somebody got the gun and shot themselves, and they charged him with the murder, you know, whatever. So anyway, I said to him, I said, let me tell you this. If I did something stupid, like robbed a convenience store, got $87, and went to prison for 10 years, that would be the toughest time in the world for me to do. Because I'd be sitting there the entire time going, wow, how stupid could you be? I mean, if you're going to rob something and do 10 years, make it a bank, number one. But number two, don't do it. Don't get to that level. I mean, yeah, I would be thinking about all these types of things. I said, but if it was because I was protecting you, your mom, or somebody in the family, or whatever, I go, I wouldn't think 2 seconds about it. I could do that time on my head. And I swear it's true. If you give me the right motivation for why something is done, and it's easy. But if it's the wrong reason, then it's not. And I tell you this so you think about what it is you're fighting for. If I just give you, well, here's what the Democrats are doing and all that, you're like, oh, well, whatever. But if I go, look, this is going to impact your grandbaby or your grandson, you know, your whoever, your significant, somebody you care about. Isn't it different? And I'm not kidding you. I didn't even think about it that way, because the thought of being in a 6x6 cell to me is, oh, it's just like, oh, you got to be kidding. But the thought of doing it for the principal, totally different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You're doubting me, and that's okay. I can take it. You don't think Joe Biden's gone. You're like, Kevin, you said he'd be gone at the end of February. He's gone. Oh, but Kevin, he just delivered the State of the Union, and they're swarming around him. Oh, Joe, they're swooning. He's amazing. Look at him. He's so youthful. He's aging backwards now. No, Joe Biden went right out the very next day, and he showed exactly what he's going to do until they get rid of it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Couple things for housekeeping. Number one, and I'm gonna talk about this in a little bit more depth because it just is amazing to me how God works in a person's life. I met a guy who's going to help me market my shoes. And I'm going to report to you guys how well we do with these. But the story is an unbelievable story that I will tell sometime this week. because it's just one of these things where you know God moves in your life. So look forward to that. Speaking of my shoes, I suggest you guys go and take a look at our merch. I ordered everything that we have, and then Chris and I modified it. So, you know, I think it's really, you know, because some of the things were big. They looked okay on the screen, but you got them, and they were really big on the shirt. So we changed those. We adjusted the color on a few things. Spectacular stuff. The shoes remain the same. The only difference in the shoes are we're going to have a second set where we've added Queen of the Swamp for Nikki Haley and Gavin Newsom. So we've added those two to the new set of shoes. So there's a version one and a version two. I'm going to have both. I'm going to try to get Donald Trump to sign them when I'm at Mar-a-Lago soon. So that's what I would ask you to do. And you're hearing our commercials run. I'm also going to have the makers of Verve Spray Vitamins. And if you go to vervesprayvitamins.com and put in action, you'll get a discount. If you take vitamins, if you care about your health, these are amazing because you spray them. They're like the size of an ink pen. And you spray them into your cheek. They get absorbed like 90%. And they have five different types. They have skinny, which helps you lose weight. They've got sunny, which gives you your vitamin D. And, you know, you can figure out what you want from that. They've got cold, which has zinc and some other vitamins. They've got energy and they've got melatonin. So whether you want to sleep or you want to, you know, get a pep of energy, spray it on the cheek, gets absorbed, and you'll love it. And they're cheaper than regular pill vitamins. And here's the best part. They taste good. That was one of the things I talked to Raj. I was like, Raj, he goes, Kevin, I'm going to send you some. He goes, and you can test them all. And I did. That's why I'm recommending them. So vervesprayvitamins.com. You got to put in the code ACTION to get the discount. And that also helps us. We get like, I don't know, a few pennies or whatever. But if we sell enough of them, the pennies all amount up. So anyway, just hope you guys go check out the shop at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. And then the final thing I'm going to tell you for housekeeping, tell people about the show. People are starting to do that, and I appreciate you. I want to get back to this. You were doubting me. Kevin, is Joe Biden really going to bow out or whatever? Yes, he's going to bow out. It's going to be because of medical reasons. And things are going to get heated up for his son and the family. And Joe's not going to be able to take it. And look, even if Joe Biden's life were smooth sailing, he's still faltering. So think about the added pressures. Everything that you have to do as a president of the United States. And what's funny, in that commercial that we played earlier in the broadcast, Joe Biden shows Donald Trump golfing as if Trump doesn't work very hard. This is a man that takes vacation after vacation. He works a two-hour workday, if that, which thank God they're not letting him get too much more time in, because what else would we be dealing with? But the man implies like he's working so hard for you. But look, I'm digressing. Here's what I want to talk about this segment. I want to talk about how bad Joe Biden really is. So right after the State of the Union, Joe Biden went out and he gave a speech. And here's what I told people. I said, Joe Biden doesn't make like one gaffe per speech in a day or whatever. Joe Biden makes so many gaffes in a speech that you know he's got a mental problem. It would be different if you have a slip of the tongue. We all do that. At whatever age, we all do that. Sometimes you catch it and you can hear yourself say it and you catch it and go, oh, I meant to say this. That's when you know your brain is functioning really properly. Joe Biden says stuff and he doesn't catch it. And by the way, even if you did it one or two times and you didn't catch it, that would be okay in context. But when you know what's going on with a guy and then you see him do it not one, not two, not three, four or five times in a single speech, that's when you go, you know something's wrong. As Corrine Jean-Pierre said, Joe shows his cognitive abilities every day. I know. That's why we're scared. Let me begin with some of the ones that he did. So here's Joe Biden in typical Joe Biden form.
Pennsylvania, I have a message for you. Send me to Congress so I can support this right. I promise you, if we take back Congress, we will restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land.
Send me to Congress. Like the earlier when he was running in that fake campaign, 2020, he said, I'm running for senator. And didn't even correct. Now, in this case, he read the teleprompter once he said it. He goes, send me to Congress. And then, you know, if Congress will help me. Okay, you're not convinced, right? Okay, no problem. Here's another one.
Last night, in the U.S. Capitol, the same building where our freedoms came under assault on July the 6th.
Okay, freedoms came under assault on July the 6th. I'm actually surprised he didn't say July the 4th. But he's thinking about January 6th, and he says July the 6th. Now, you say, okay, Kevin, big deal. You're just making a bunch of stuff out of nothing. No, I'm not. Let me tell you what Joe Biden says. World leaders think of him. By the way, Joe Biden, he's the guy taking that 3 a.m. phone call Hillary's talking about. But here he is talking about what world leaders say to him.
And I've gone now, I spent over almost 200 hours with the leaders of Europe, the heads of state. I know them all. I've known them well. And guess what? You know what every one of them says to me, virtually, except Orban? I'm serious. As we leave these meetings, well, indirectly, they grab my arm and they pull me aside. I'm serious. They pull me aside and say, you've got it. You can't win again.
Okay, the last part I believe. They do tell him he can't win again. But here, the thing about Joe Biden, if you listen to him carefully, you know when he's lying. Joe Biden has obvious tells. You ready? Before I get to the last one of these clips, I'm going to show you Joe Biden's obvious tells when you know he's lying. First of all, you know he's lying because he's talking. And that's the standard joke. But he has obvious tells.
And I've gone now, I spent over almost 200 hours with the leaders
There's
of Europe,
first
the heads
tell.
Of state. I know them all.
He gives you the
numbers. I know them well.
He knows them all.
And guess what?
Guess what?
What everyone has said.
Two tells right there. Joe Biden gives you how many hours he spent. Who's counting hours you've spent with people? I spent over 200 hours. How many times have you ever said, I spent over 12,000 hours with my kids. I spent 13 hours with a teacher. I spent 27 hours with somebody. That is such a rare statement. The only time you do that is when you're interviewing, like, as a reporter, and you've done a report on a death row inmate or something. You said, I was allowed to spend 4 hours. You're documenting your time. Or you're an attorney. Joe Biden doesn't know the number of hours he spent with somebody. He made it up. And then he says, and you know what? When he does that, you know he's lying. Here's the next tell. That's two tells, by the way.
You know what every one of them says to me, virtually, except Orban? I'm serious.
There's tell number three. I'm serious. No. Listen to me. This isn't one of my made-up stories. This isn't one of my lies. This is a new lie that I have to sell as the truth. I'm serious. Here's what they do. Here's what they tell me. You ready?
As we leave these meetings, well, indirectly, they grab my arm and they pull me aside. I'm serious.
Note the added detail. No, really, somebody's questioning what he's talking about. He says, no, almost all of them, they grab my arm. They pull me aside. I'm serious. Yet again, he reminds you of the level of, this is serious. You got to pay attention here. And then he gives you whatever he's going to tell you.
They pull me aside and say, you've got it. You can't win again.
And that's the only truth in the entire statement, is that somebody said to him, you can't win. And his brain is telling you what they said. Do we have time for the final clip? Probably don't. Folks, Biden's future is exactly this. This many flaws in a single speech post State of the Union. What do you think this campaign is going to do? Is he going to debate Trump? What do you think?
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now it's something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In one.